Dreamscape presents Anthem of the Dwarf King by Charlie Case, Martha Carr, and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Austin Rising. Chapter 1. Finn leapt back, the tip of Mila's sword missing his chest by less than an inch. He twisted and rolled left to avoid Danica's staff. Stepping forward, he wrapped an arm around Mila's waist and pulled her against him, using her as a shield to forestall Danica's next sweeping blow. Mila jabbed her elbow at his face, but Finn extended his arm and spun her away like a dance move. She pirouetted into the charging Danica, sending them both tumbling to the ground. Finn loomed over the two women, his fists on his hips. He grinned.
That was better. You almost had me with the coordinated sword and staff attacks, but you projected your intentions too much.
He offered a hand to each, helping them to their feet.
How did we project? We didn't say a thing.
Mila rubbed her hip where she had fallen on the thin floor mat. Finn picked up the dropped practice sword and staff and headed to the rack on the wall, putting the practice weapons alongside the other wooden ones.
You said it all with your eyes. Remember, lesson one, always watch your attacker's eyes. You glanced at Danica and gave just the slightest nod.
Mila blinked, looking baffled.
I didn't even realize. Man, it's hard to keep control in the heat of battle. That's why practice is key,
Danica commented, going to a second rack on the wall. She grabbed a short bow and some practice arrows.
My family trained me when I was young. They gave up after discovering my healing talents and started focusing on that instead. Still, I remember my uncle telling me how important it was to go through the motions of battle, so, when the time came, you could think about tactics instead of the moves.
She put the arrows on a small table set aside for just such a purpose and tested the draw on the bow. She plucked an arrow up and, in a smooth action, notched, drew, and released. The arrow zipped across the new condo's practice space and slammed into the center of a target mounted on the far brick wall. She sent three more arrows after the first, all of them hitting the target in a tight pattern. She smiled, lowering the bow, and glanced at the open-mouthed Mila.
I kept up the bow training.
Danica
Sample complete. Ready to continue?